though the real prize is going to be in trying to supplement TEM as a definitive oncological operation. And with very, very early or limited experience, we're just starting to try and work out how this might be done. This patient had a T1 cancer excised from a scar endoscopically, or now, and he's having a completion TEM to make sure that there is a transmural excision of it. That's the scar of the polypectomy site. We're injecting the base again with ICG. And you see the TEM with the NIR camera after excision of the TEM disc. We're starting to look into the mesorectum. And as you switch view now to the NIR camera, we're starting to just pick our way into the mesorectum. So you can see as we switch then to the infrared view that there's some spillage around the injection site, but in the mesorectum there is some discrete uptake of the dye. And as we looked at our specimens afterwards, here you see the TEM disc excision, here you see what we thought is a lymph node, and here you see it's what seemed also to be bright intraoperatively. And as we look at these specimens outside, you can see that there does seem to be quite a lot of dye in the lymph node. And perhaps if this could be a means of supplementing TEM plus lymph nodes in certain patients who aren't fit for radical mesorectal excision, there might be a niche far, far.